Wait a minute. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? Welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. And let's start it again.
Yeah. Real love, shawty G'd up. Got me bugging, I don't think that I can leave her. Let them hate, they ain't getting in between us. Hold this Gucci, match a Gucci on your sneaker.
And everything that we do stays between us. So when we touching different loving, be my teacher. You hold me down, this ain't your quiz, but you my piece, yeah. Take out your weave and make you smart and give you D, yeah. I'ma give my all, yeah. Even when you sleep, you still looking good, yeah. Take you out to eat, cause I know you the truth, yeah. Freak up in the sheets, we don't use no wood, yeah.
And this shit ain't cheap, it's my lifestyle. She step out of the shower, I be like, wow. If she's so good, girl, I might drown. When I got in the sheets, she made the right sound.
She don't even care about design. Sit back, kick back, don't recline. Ride me like a rich back, you my ride. Love it when you ride, oh, I'm deep inside, yeah.
Connect. Give her so much I'm loving, I make her open her lips. She don't wanna be stressing, just hit my phone any second. Don't make the games in a mess and ain't got no time for pretending, oh yeah.
I'ma always put you first, you ain't never been second. I'ma always shoot my shot like I'm holding a weapon. Give you love any weather, you a diamond, no pressure. She don't play with them peasants, let me explore all your pleasures.
If I had your heart, I'm the star. Disregard all them names, all them face, but now you know.
If I had your heart, no mistakes, come my way, no delay. I want you, oh you should know, I told you all this before.
Real love, shawty G'd up. Got me bugging, I don't think that I can leave her. Let them hate, they ain't getting in between us. Hold this Gucci, match that Gucci on your sneaker.
And everything that we do stays between us. So when we touching different loving, be my teacher. You hold me down, this ain't your quiz, but you my piece, yeah. Take out your weave and make you smile and give you D, yeah. I'ma give my all, yeah.
Hola, 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 backstage, hola. Happy Saturday.
Coming up in my Bima, Bima. Can't believe myself, oh, I can't believe myself. How did I fail to get you for myself. I redeem myself, oh, I redeem myself one day. The way I want you, way healthy for my health, my health. Oh my God, I'm in love, oh, and I'm feeling this love. Oh my God,
I'm with the love from my night. Oh, fell in love with the love.
Fell in love with the girl from One Night Hander. What's that la? How you guys doing, ladies and gentlemen? So, it's Saturday, so how are we gonna go about our Saturday? If not, cool and calm with the salam.
I've realized we all care about things that don't really matter. We're just told it does. And now we're all trying to keep our heads above the water. But what if we don't wanna? If there's something you wanna do, just do it. Don't let your head stop your heart from moving. If there's someone you wanna talk to, talk to one. Who knows who we'd be if we just
give more and love more.
To live more and love more. When we're not here anymore, it all comes down to who we were and what we stood for, not what we had and not where we lived. So when we're told it dies, maybe then we'll see. We don't just have to keep our heads above the water. Not if we don't wanna. Don't let your head stop your heart from moving. If there's someone you wanna talk to, talk to. Who knows who we'd be if we just live on and love more. We all just need to live more and love more. So hug your kids, tell them you love them. Have some heart, but make sure it's open. Take that risk, cause time gets stolen. Maybe speak less and listen more. Life's too short, you only have one. It might sound cliche, but your life can start when you choose it to. When you choose it to. Cause if there's something you wanna do, just do it. Don't let your head stop going from moving. If there's someone you wanna talk to, talk to. Who knows who we'd be if we just live for it. Just live more and love more.
Yay! Beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon. Oh, baby. Let's go, babe.
Drive your young boy crazy.
Let's go!
But when you these things you hear
between my collar and your.
There's no weight at all. Yet I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Cause if I say I miss you, I know that you won't. But I miss you in the mornings when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you, I'm just a man. To me, all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. I need to hear. I'm supposed to. I'm poisoning myself.
tutta sa bella lì. Io. Fumma tutta sa bella lì.
Io.
Fumma tutta manda lì. Ah, io le gus, io le gus, city le gus. Emma tutta sa bella lì. Emma tutta sa bella lì. Abba fazi baia lila. Ah, io le gus, city le gus, io le gus. Tanaza kosi upendo limitana zoyetu izikhalo uyasiza abafazi bayalila siyathandaza kosi bedlwengulwa bebulawa bekhalela.
I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. Were you out drinking? Were you in the living room chilling, watching television? It's been a year now. Think I figured out how to let you go and let communication die out. I know, you know, you know, you weren't down for forever. And it's fine. I know, you know, you know, you weren't meant for each other and it's fine. But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling and I'd hold you tight. And there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Right? If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Right?
I tried to imagine your reaction. It didn't scare me when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. The night we went drinking, stumbled in the house and didn't make it past the kitchen. Oh, it's been a year now. I think I figured out how to think about you without it ripping my heart out. And I know, you know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we know we each other and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you come over, right? You come over and you say the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you come over, right? Sky be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you come over, right? You come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right?
I know, you know, we know you went down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, you know we weren't meant for each other and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right? If the world was ending, you come over, right?
Seek shelter immediately. This broadcast will go dark in 5, 4, 3, 2.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane our masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love. I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. You're laying me down to a dead and buried on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your ride. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground of the sanctuary. tear me down to a dead and buried on the edge of your night, staying drunk on your vine. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found.
But the angels chasing the clouds, my dear. We are going to chase the clouds and we are going to reach our peak season. So how are we going to motivate ourselves to go through yet another season? Because this is another season. We are in another season, and this is where I would say this part of the year. I know every single part of the year matters, but I believe that this part of the year is the one that's critical. It is crucial. It is the one that is going to pay for the children's school fees next year. It is the one that is going to put you in a good space of comfort, right? When you go on your holidays in December. And this is the season that you have to now step into it and look at what has happened, how you've slowed down, because winter has a tendency of slowing us down and putting us in hermit mode. But we don't want to stay in hermit mode. We have to get a move on. The city is becoming alive. I told you guys, it's like I'm on doo-doo or whatever. I told you guys that something happens there in June and July where the money comes in and we really can't move around because it's cold and all of that. But the idea behind everything is for us to thrive. It's for us to keep going. It's for us to keep pushing, regardless of the trials, the tribulations, the turmoil, the happiness, the joy, the bliss, regardless of anything like that. Giving up is just not an option for our heartstring pullers, our Elizabeth Worlders, our Eagle FMers. Giving up is just not an option. So we keep pushing, right? We keep pushing, we keep trying, we keep going, my dear. It's like a dandelion. Hello. Hey, baby.
Maybe it's the way you say my name. Maybe it's the way you play your game. But it's so good. I've never known anybody like you. But it's so good. I've never dreamed of nobody like you. And I've heard of a love that comes once in a lifetime. And I'm pretty sure that you are that love of mine. Cause I'm in a field of dandelions, wishing on everyone that you'd be mine. Mine. And I see forever in your eyes. I feel okay when I see you smile. You are the one for me. Cause it gets so hard to breathe when you're looking at me. I've never felt so alive and free. When you're looking at me, I've never felt so happy. And I've heard of a love that comes once in a lifetime. I'm pretty sure that you are that love of mine. Cause I'm in a field of dandelions, pushing on everyone that you'd be mine. I see forever in your eyes. I feel okay when I see you smile. Smile. Wishing on dandelions all of the time.
but no. Dandelion into the wind you go. Won't you let my darling know that I'm in a field of dandelions, wishing on
to me non che te wena
ashumbe
yeah yabona manta banda stani yeah to me na na so pele ufeni ufeni take my heart take my soul I'll die for you die for you. Bona manta banda steady, yeah. What you mean I know we were meant for each other, yeah. We Taliban is under some hammer now. See your money be no pleasure, yeah. Get on the wall, it's time to say, yeah. It's time to say, because you know.
We've proudly brought you quality products at unbeatable prices. It is all thanks to you, our loyal customers. Come and enjoy exciting birthday specials across the store. It's our way of saying thank you, Namibia. Come celebrate 35 years of value at ShopRite. ShopRite, low prices you can trust always.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
The views and descriptions of our audience is not, hey, hello, hello, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. If you have just joined us, you are chilling with Elizabeth here on Elizabeth's World, where we are just doing Elizabeth World kind of things. So basically, we are trying to get into our game phase. We are trying to get into our let's get a move on phase. We're trying to, you know, capitalize on August and allow August to August, but we are also thankful. We are also grateful we made it. And also we mourn those that haven't made it. Like my uncle recently passed away, Uncle Dube. Uncle Dube, man. You know, and I'm thinking, yo, guys, life is moving. And at some point, right, we are going to know so many dead people. And we are also going to be, one day we're going to be on the announcement bulletin. One day we are going to be on the picture that's circulating on social media. One day we are going to be, let's hope that our deaths are not as tragic as those that have had tragic passings, right, that we don't make it to the front page of the newspaper. Because something tragic happened to us. Let us say that it's going to be calm and it's going to be restful and it's going to be good when our time comes, and it's going to be an intimate moment, you understand. So we are trying to make sure that this life thing that we're doing, right, goes according to not to plan, right, but according to our heart's desires. We all know that we are not permanently here. We all know that this is not a forever thing. We all know that we are visitors here having a human experience. We understand that. We understand that our roles they don't define us. Our experiences, they don't define us. We define us with our mannerisms and our principles and behaviors and how we categorize ourselves. So we understand that, right? I guess you understand that. So I'm just saying that maybe if we can have an idea of where we want to go and not be so captivated by where we've been, right, that we actually have a fighting chance. But I mean, you know, what if Brenda was not the queen of pop in her time? What if she never took that opportunity or that leap of faith to go to studio, start singing? You know, Brenda Fassie used to say that I was ugly, but I'm ugly, but I can make you fall in love, you know? And I was like, no, but you're not ugly, sis. Eh? But if she lived in these times, we would be like, yeah, body dysmorphia, what's nuts, and Sarah. We would say that, but you know, that's not what we're doing. We're embracing those that came before us, the Coolie Chan, you know, the Sally Chase, you know, the Helenies, you know, we are embracing those that have paved the way for us, that have made opportunities for us. And we are saying that maybe we can also be opportunity makers for others. We can also be show starters for others. We can also be the first on the lineup for others. We can also allow other people to step into their elements gracefully, humbly. And we say, what if God did?
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and
Namibia. Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
What if God didn't? What if I had never been blessed beyond limit? What if I was always depressed and not living? What if Squad at Campus Kalin was unwritten? And all I ever had to reflect was Bob Dylan. Josiah just decided to rest and not finish. Sia wasn't up to the test and not winning. Shabalala said in his head he can't hit it, but Frid is all relative-ish. What if Tyler just decided to wait? What if Keenan couldn't stomach the hate? What if Booger Love had never been saved and still in love with the game? It's all that's all I fade. What if Eminem had stuck with a 9-to-5? If Chester wasn't playing in 95? If Philemon, my singer, was called offside and Doctor was injured, would you have ever seen Rocka fly? And Brenda Fussy wasn't obsessed with show business, and all the Winnie wanted was checks and more children. And Costa said, you niggas correct, we not women. Jabba didn't fuck on your vest, they can't save as a son. I stand steady on business and everything that I've done. I can't imagine my diva not being a prodigal son. I left Gomani with vision and now I'm back as a young. What if Ginge and not chief? What if I was never prepared to love me? What if I was thinking of death and not peace? Cold heart living with fear and can't breathe. What if I didn't move with the north side? If I had a problem being cool with a horse ride, if I couldn't do what we all like, if I never knew Ngulungu and my girls run, and all our timers had missed me. I'm focused on my daughters and my son and they miss me. If Zuma wasn't part of the big three, if Solomon Matango had quick feet, if Tika ain't decided to gift me a gift, you gotta think about it. What if everybody tried to forgive? If I had not inspired a generation of writers to celebrate on my line of a quit.
Khumalo. That was Kelly Khumalo, ladies and gentlemen, and we are doing the most. So, ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to call us and request for a song. Right here, I'm feeling generous. Request for a song and also tell us, like, how does the rest of the year look like for you? Because for me, Vele, I just see great things on the horizon, you know. Living in answered prayers. Hey, otembe, otembe, otembe. We are just trying to make it throughout the year and to have a good rest of the year. You know, sometimes there are so many things, that go on with our personal lives and our work lives and our lives. And sometimes you think that you're never going to get out of it. And then you don't even see the transition of you are out of it. You don't see it until you are deep in the not being in it. And then you're just out there. You're like, oh, okay. So that problem is solved. Oh, okay. Like I forgot I even had that problem.
Ombambe ngesandla, ombe
This is a conversation about personal growth. How are we going to personally grow? How are we going to start the strategy on our growth? Eh? We need to grow in some way or another. We can't stay stagnant. We can't stay in the same places. So how do we start this journey? How do we just decide that, okay, you know what? I'm going to focus on personal growth. I'm going to be living within my element. I'm going to embrace it and I'm going to take it head on. So how are we going to go about it? So first of all, how are we going to create a plan that is focused and aimed at growing, you know, personally growing and just elevating to the levels where you want to elevate? First of all, we have to start with self-reflection. We have to start with self-reflection. I tell you this many times, and I know it sounds like a broken record now when I talk about it, right? But we know every show is live. So I know that many of us, we look at ourselves, but we don't look at ourselves in depth. You know, we don't understand ourselves fully. And it's a learning thing. It's really honestly understanding the stages of life, for starters, and where your mindset will be at what stage in your life. So you can't have the same mindset in the 20s and have the same mindset in the 30s or the 40s. It's completely different terrains. It's completely different. There are some things about you, like maybe you're a quiet person, maybe you are a reserved person, and those things are not things that ever change as you go. But there is a shift within your silence. There is a shift within your personality that also changes according to age and experiences. So I heard a woman say that the 20s, your 20s are not for playing. Your 20s are not for giving birth to babies, and your 20s are not for settling down. Your 20s are for the grind, for the hustle, for the money, and you become stable, and then you can now settle in within your 30s, right? And then you can get married, and then you can have the babies, and then you can be stable, and then, right? And to some degree, I do agree with her statement. But biologically also, the 20s are perfect for childbirth. They are perfect because you bounce back. You bounce back quickly, like body-wise. You bounce back, but the mind, there's a shift there within the mind. And I believe that children sometimes come and mature us. They come and mature us, and they come and teach us. Uchakula umone is that one. Dengo lungame is that one. I believe in that. But I also do believe that what she is saying has some, holds some water to some degree, because if we had spent our 20s, right, not birthing babies and not being tied down to marriages and not being unsure of the people that we are marrying, because also when I look at the people that that are getting, when we talk about divorce, when we talk about divorce in contemporary Namibia, we assume that people were married last year and then they got divorced this year. We assume that people were married for 6 months. We assume that people are now people. But in all honesty, the people that are getting divorced right now, people that got married in their 20s, why are they getting divorced now in their 30s, approaching 40? Why? I think that it's because we are so infatuated with our partners in our 20s, and we so often want the picture perfect marriage, and we also want the picture perfect life. And sometimes a picture is just a picture. It's not a display of reality. It is not what is happening on the ground, because there's nobody in the history of mankind that displays themselves in a negative light. Most of us, we only post when we're happy. We only post pictures when we're happy. We only talk about our happy ordeals. And even if it's not sadness all the time, we are trying to move from the narrative of only posting happiness and also displaying badness. So there's this saying, that the olden guys used to have, you know, not the ancestors, they're still here, but they had to say, don't keep up with the Joneses. Now, it was easier for us to not keep up with the Joneses back in the day, because we knew what happens with the Joneses. We understood what happens with the Joneses. So the Joneses might get a flashy car. They might get the white picket fence, and they might have a great set of children. But we get to see the Joneses on a regular basis. And that access to the Joneses, right, is what made us not follow them. It's what made us keep to the saying that says, don't follow the Joneses, or don't believe in the Joneses, or don't do what the Joneses are doing. It's because we could now see the ups and the downs of the Joneses. So they might get the flashy car and the white picket fence and the perfect children, but we hear them shouting. We hear them beating each other. We see the bank coming and they're hiding. We see their drunken nights and their immature displays of, inappropriate behavior. We see the ins and the outs of the Joneses, and that's why keeping up with the Joneses was not a thing for us. But right now, we are a little bit in a dilemma, because the Joneses, we don't have access to the Joneses, you know? The only people that have access to the Joneses are the ones that live close to them, with them, or around them. But we are now keeping up with the Joneses that live kilometers away from us, different countries, different states, different villages, different towns. And that's why it's difficult for us to see what is reality, what is realistic, and what is not. We don't see the downs of the Joneses. We don't see the time when their electricity has been cut off because Meme is gambling or Tate is drinking too much. We don't see that. We only see the pictures. We see the pictures. We see the motivational videos. We see the couple goals. We see the displays of affection. We see them doing absolutely wonderfully in their lives. And how can we not assume that this is the lives of the Joneses? How can we not, how can we not say that, the Joneses are the Joneses and the Joneses are not Jonesing, when we don't know when the Joneses are not Jonesing? I hope you guys get what I mean. I know you get what I mean, but I'm saying that in contemporary times, it's difficult for us to not compare ourselves to other people when other people's lives seem amazing, when other people's lives are put on display and it's beautiful. You know, these people, they're driving Mercedes and they have a white picket fence house, and they only show us the clean versions of their houses, but they don't show us the bad. And I wouldn't show the bad either. Okay, fine. I would show the bad so that we know that I don't want to lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. They can see the set in my heart. It was right here all along. So how do we plan our personal growth? How do we become content with who we are? And if we are not happy, we try and change it. First of all, we have to know. We have to be self-aware. We have to know the things that we are unhappy about. We have to know about how our lives have been affected by the choices we've made, by the choices we didn't make, by the choices other people made on our behalf, and the choices other people didn't make on our behalf. Imagine this. When I say choices that people didn't make on our behalf, is for example being given an opportunity to go and live in the city with your aunt, and your dad decided that your aunt must first come and ask, and your aunt decided that, no, this is what, and you are left in the crossfire, and there goes your future. Now you just grew up in the village because your dad's sister didn't come and ask, and your dad also didn't reach out. And those are the choices, you know, those are the choices that they didn't make. They say, it's not my choice. They must come. And indirectly not making a choice is also not making the choice. So let's look at that. Let's reflect on that, and let's stare at the mirror.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine.
alone, and the glare makes me hard to find. Just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. Cause we're going in our head, in a pocket full of soap. I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong.
I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. But there you see the side of my heart. There's a space and I am home. Show me how to fight for now. And I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back here to you once I figured it out. You were right here all alone. It's like you're my mirror. If you want, cause it's like you're my mirror. Ooh, my mirror's staring back at me, staring back at me.
Aren't you something? And I'm reaching out, cause it doesn't seem really as simple. And I can't help but stare, cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time.
Cause with no hand in my hand, in a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your head on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. But they can see the side of my heart. There's a space and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here on the floor. It's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. I couldn't get any bigger. With anyone else beside me. And now my spirit's a promise that we're making to perfection. And you are, cause it's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. Staring back at me.
just wanna see your face light up since you put me on. So now I say goodbye to the old me, it's already gone. And I can't wait to get you home, just to let you know you are.
Time. It's your uncle.
No, 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 come on. No, how could you do that?
Where are you going? When you're near.
We got your voicemail again. Rushed over to your uni hall, so we're leaving your place. You said you fucked up on a night out. You drank way too much, you're feeling bad now. You're trying to fix. The tattoos, the sweatpants and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hands. My resting bitch face is mistaken for the mean girl. But what if I told you there's nothing I want more in this world than somebody who loves me naked. Someone who never asked for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bitch in the morning, so catch me at nighttime. Some of my friends think I'm moody, but I think I'm just fine. I could be pissed, but I act like I'm not. I really remember when I say I forgot. No matter how hard I try to run away from love, at the end of the night I need somebody who loves me naked. Someone who never asked for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 naked. I need someone who loves me when I wake up. Who thinks I'm beautiful when I'm looking fucked up? I want that perfect love, am I asking too much? Someone who shoots for the stars knowing nothing, I'm not any good enough. I need somebody who loves me naked. Who loves me naked. Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. I need somebody who sees a wall and breaks it. Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 naked.
Don't you dare try and reappear after you already got me standing here. I can't believe you'd come at me looking for a little bit of sympathy. Like I wasn't the one you left all alone crying, looking like a hot mess. Don't show your face round here anymore, honey. This
so some you better get through your hair. Cause I'm giving you up, just like I did them Marlboro Lights. And I'm giving you up the same way I did the whiskey on ice. And it's all so tough, you turn me to a man I don't even recognize. I'm giving you up the same way. Thinking coming round to visit, completely uninvited, messing with my brain again. You couldn't give me the satisfaction of forgetting your existence. Showed up when I thought I'd find it finally in. Don't be coming over looking for a conversation, dropping little hints that you want me back again. Cause I'm so sick and tired of the little lies that tell me so. Here is all I'm saying, baby, better listen in. Cause I'm giving you up, just like I did. Giving you up the same way I did the whiskey on ice. And it's all so tough, you turn into a man don't even recognize. I'm giving you up the same way you did me out in the moonlight. Yeah, I'm giving you, giving you, giving you me. You'll be my first priority. Cause baby, it's worth the weight of your love no more. Yeah, I'm packing up, leaving clothes and shop. There ain't no use for you in this heart no more. So I'm letting go. And I'm giving you up, just like I did the Marlboro Lights. And I'm giving
something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up on you. And I am feeling so small. It was over my head. I know nothing at all. Giving up on you. Yeah.
anywhere I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up on you. Swallow my pride. You're the one that I love, and I'm saying goodbye. Say something, I'm giving up on you. And I'm sorry to you.
Giving you up, I'm forgiving it all. You said Junior, do you like it when I cry, huh? Do you consider my feelings when you lie, huh? You put me second to something on the side, what? You just gon' let a ride or die, die inside, damn. You forget I was with you before the racks came, before these skanks came, before the plaques came, before you started getting money and your racks changed. I was with you when you were still thinking about changing your rap name. Say something now, are you choking? Baby, I'm sorry, are you joking? So much for convincing me to be open. I don't know why I bother with you when you clearly chose it. It's music over me, it owns all your emotions. And you really have to give it your undivided devotion. But somehow my heart feels safer when you hold it. Like you're not the one that broke it.
End up falling for you. I found myself calling for you. Into the dark. I followed you, but I still knew the signs that said that I go through. Send me away.
Joburg working, and you know I need money. Instead of telling me you hurt and focus more on your studies, I'm not ignoring you, trust me. I'm always busy with something. You called too late or too early, I couldn't talk, I was grumpy. Couldn't talk, you was grumpy. We're supposed to... Junior, you told her you don't love me. She posted about it, you dummy. All I ever did was love you. I don't deserve to be punished. I cut off all my friends for you. What more do you want from me? You cheated too. That was so long ago. What do I do? We dated long ago.
That makes it cool.
I said I'm sorry. We are doing all along. Guess I've always been a dummy. That day you'd lie to me and say you told him you love me. And you know what? I should've known you were hiding something. You laughed at everything he said. That wasn't even funny. You made me feel so insecure and weak. But I'm not sending you away, so you gon' have to run for me. Cause I still love you.
End up falling for you. I found myself calling for you. Into the dark. I followed you, but I should know the sign that said that I go through. Send me away.
Here with you all alone.
were me in the lead. All those nights I was weak, I gave up while you held it down. You're still here, but I know that your heart's getting cold. I'm holding tight, it's getting real now. 'Cause I can't lose. 'Cause I care for you.
Beer. For 3.5 decades, we've proudly brought you quality products at unbeatable prices. It is all thanks to you, our loyal customers. Come and enjoy exciting birthday specials across the store. It's our way of saying thank you, Namibia. Come celebrate 35 years of value at ShopRite. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust always.
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 High Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
That can do the things you do. It's only you.
beating my heart. When we are apart, I feel like I'm losing my mind. You're like the stars in the sky. When I look in your eyes, I believe my life is complete. Cause it's you, my love. Anytime I sleep, I see you, my love. Early in the morning, it's you, my love. It's only you I'm needing. Say you never leave, cause you make my life complete. It's only you, not only you where I want to. Don't you know it's only you? Never seen a guy that can do the things that you do. It's only you.
National University of Management, IUM, is excited to announce that applications for the 2026 academic year are now open. Explore a wide range of qualifications across our dynamic faculties and schools. Faculty of Environmental Management and Sustainability Sciences, Faculty of Health Sciences, Faculty of Information and Communication Technology, Faculty of Strategic Management and Business Administration, School of Primary Education, School of Secondary and Postgraduate Education, Postgraduate Studies, and the Graduate School of Business. Whether you are in Windhoek, Kurunkuru, Enana, Ongwediva, or Walvis Bay, your future starts at IUM. For more information, visit www.ium.edu.na or call us at 061-433-6000. Go ahead, make the right choice, and step into your future with IUM, a Namibian university dedicated to its people's future.
Last time I get to see your face, knowing you won't take your love away, looking over your body telling you to give me a sign, standing right here waiting on you to open your eyes. Oh, could this be the last time that I get to hold your hand? I'm breaking down, I hear telling me to be a man. You know I wish you without you. How could you leave me alone? I'm going far away, cause without you there's no home. So tell me, what do I do? I'm nothing without you. Tell me, what do I do? I'm nothing without you.
I see your face every time I close my eyes. I feel you with me when I cry at night. I'm holding on, I'm about to lose my mind. Can you help me? I hear your voice every time the crowd clears out. I'm on the stage, but I'm stalling out. I'm in the deep end, I'm sinking now. Can you save me? Oh, feeling all this pain inside, I need something that could heal me. Girl, my heart is getting cold, baby, can you hold me?
You are everything to them. You are everything in their lives. And they cannot do anything without you.
Finally, we are here now. I've been waiting all my life. Oh, oh. Every day, you're all I think about you. My mind is like a river, and you always bathe in the water. Oh, I pray for you. I cried for you. I can't believe we're here at last. Oh, I prayed for you. Oh, I cried for you. I can't believe we're here at last. Can you take me through? Touch me on my face. Kiss me on my hand. Take me to a place where we found love. Show me what it means and how it's supposed to feel. You got all I need. Can we make love like it's our first time? It's nothing but a dream. Can I sleep here forever? Oh, oh. You're the best thing that I've ever seen. Yeah. Your face is like a superpower. You're the sun and I'm the flower. Oh, I pray for you. Hey,
colors of the rain that falls upon your skin. It's closer than my hands have been. I'm jealous of the rain. I'm jealous of the wind that ripples through your clothes. It's closer than your shadow. Oh, I'm jealous of the wind. 'Cause I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back. Tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. Jealous of the nights that I don't spend with you. I'm wondering who you lay next to. Oh, I'm jealous of the night. I'm jealous of the love. Love that wasn't here, gone for someone else to share. Oh, I'm jealous of the love. So I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you
when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back. Tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me.
As I sing in the sand, watch you slip through my hands. Oh, as I die here another day, yeah, 'cause all I do is cry behind the smile. I wished you the best of all this world. I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. I always thought you'd come back. Tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me.
I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. So what are the steps to planning personal growth? First of all, we identify for improvement. Reflect on your strengths, your weaknesses, and determine what aspects of your life you want to develop, like skills, knowledge, habits, hobbies, relationships, emotions, emotional intelligence, all of it, the shebang. Understand your motivations. Explore the why behind every desire fire of personal growth. This deeper understanding will provide the motivation and the fuel for your journey. And then analyze, SWOT analyze. Consider your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and treat them as such. Treat them as opportunities. Treat them as goals. Treat them as such. So we move on to number two, which is goal setting, right? We need to set the goals. So set a SMART goals. Define a specific, measurable, achievable, relatable, and on time goals that you would like. This ensures your goals are well defined and trackable. And prioritize your goals. Focus on weekly goals, monthly goals, yearly goals, quarter goals, year quarter goals, and see if you can somewhere, somehow not become overwhelmed in such a way that you don't achieve your goals. So when you break it down into smaller portions, this will now assist you in the stretch, the run. It will assist you because you're eating in small portions. Okay. Break down larger goals. So now let's say hypothetically you have these large goals. We can't do anything about it, matriarch. The goals are big. Eh? You said we set the goals. These are the goals. I know. I also told you make them smaller. So how about we take from the big goal and we take smaller goals within the big goal to achieve the big goal. So how about we break them down? And then thirdly, we move to our action plan. What is our action plan? What are we going to do to achieve these goals? What are we going to do, guys? Develop an action plan. Outline the specific steps you need to take to achieve your goals, including timelines, resources, and potential obstacles, right? Because we have to see the holistic picture. We have to understand that, okay, we can't just, I just want to drive straight. What if the road itself is not straight? What if there's somebody that is going to come out of nowhere and hinder and obstruct the course of justice there on the road for you? Then that would mean you'd have to take a detour. That would mean you have to take a U-turn. That would mean you have to turn somewhere. So we put the obstacles in front of us so that we can at least not be surprised when the obstacles show up, if the obstacles ever show up. Because sometimes they say, don't build a bridge before you get there, because sometimes there's no need for a bridge and you wasted all the time and resources in building a bridge that you didn't need. Identify resources and support. Determine what tools, knowledge, or support you need to succeed. Books, courses, pulling heartstrings, Elizabeth's World, mentorship, coaching, etc. What do you need in order for you, right, to achieve your goals that you are setting in terms of knowledge, in terms of resources, in terms of food for thought even. Schedule time for development. Allocate specific times in your schedule to activate your personal growth. Schedule time. Okay, so from 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm just meditating and then I'm going to jump straight into that. Alrighty, so are we together? The number in studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. My goodness, 20 years here and I'm still, just in case you didn't know, ha.
I can't count the times, almost said what's on my mind, but I didn't. Just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't, I just couldn't. Baby, I know that you've been wondering, so here goes nothing, in case you didn't know. Baby, I'm crazy about you, lying if I said that I could live this life without you, even though
without you, I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you.
Took my heart and gave it a home. We made it through the aching part, and I gave you my soul. Oh, we tried to kill the pain, oh, and heal these scars. But now love has had its say, and we're moving apart. But we're chasing time, gotta find peace of mind and understand that maybe we never can. Just goes to show our love isn't fair. Tomorrow's never promised, only yesterday is a guarantee. And if I'm being honest, yeah, baby, that's the only thing that carries. Peace of mind and understand that maybe we never can.
You're gonna need to make a way for me to see.
But as for me,
time, I'll always be right by your side. But as for me, you're the one in my heart. Time will come till the end, I'm always be right by your side. I know you're the one, I know our time will come. I feel you in my heart, I see you in my dreams. I keep you in my prayers. You admit that I'm the only one for you, yeah. And I think it's time you let go of all your feelings. Just trust me, babe, cause I know you are. And I know this isn't what you're meant to do. You have pure intentions, what is the issue? So just open up and let me see inside.
Maybe you should just put your pride aside.
But as for me, you're the one in my heart. Time will come till the end, I'ma always be right by your side. But as for me, you're the one in my heart. Time will come till the end, I'ma always be right by your side. I know we can make it, baby. Take a chance on me. Let me show you good times, baby. Take a chance on us. Take a chance on us.
I know we can make it, baby. Take a chance on us. All right. So what are we going to be doing? We're going to now start implementing our personal goal, right? We're going to start putting ourselves out there and we're going to start doing. So how do we start doing? First of all, start taking action. Action, action, action. Start doing. So you said that what you want to do is you want to learn how to study more and you want to pass and you want to get to the end of the year with cum laudes. Okay, 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 okay. There is nothing that you are not capable of achieving. You understand? I believe in you. There's nothing that you can't achieve. So what are we going to do at the beginning? We're going to start arranging our books and we're going to start putting our things nicely so that we know exactly what we are doing, when we are doing, what we are doing, and what time we're doing what we are doing that we said we would be doing. So then we start studying. Literally, take action. Begin implementing your action and take the consistency together with your work. Be consistent with your work. Be consistent with what you're doing. Start doing it. If it is reading, start reading. If it is taking notes, start taking notes. If it is highlighting, start highlighting. Track your progress. Regular monitoring of your progress will make you see where you need to adjust, what you need to adjust, and how you're going to adjust what you need to adjust. So take a progress, a report sheet, anga, and then you're like, okay, so yesterday I studied, but then even though I was distracted, I studied for a couple of hours and I achieved this and I achieved that. What do you know? Okay, so what I know is the molecular what and the what and the what is it? Majority of the things that you have covered? Well, it is 25% of the things that I've covered. Most of the other stuff, I don't really remember it properly. So what are you going to dengera okatenda for? You're going to say, okay, so right now I am going to try and remember everything that I study. So maybe after I'm done studying, I can go back and just browse through to just refresh my mind. Okay. And then you say, okay, so I studied for 2 days. I studied for 3 days. I learned this. I learned that. Okay, will I remember it after a week? Okay, I remember it. Okay, and then seek feedback. Now, how do you seek feedback from learning now? For example, how you can seek feedback is, there's no lecturer in this world that doesn't want to have a high achieving class. There's no lecturer that doesn't want their whole entire class to have cum laudes. So if you show an interest towards the, if you show an interest towards the module and you now ask for assistance from your lecturer, for example, you can ask for mock tests, mock tests. And this is the part where your lecturer can give you, like, even if it's just a brief one-on-one of what you did right and what you did wrong so that you can improve and you can stay on track with the things that you did do correctly. So that's how you would seek feedback in a situation such as that one. As for feedback, from trusted sources to gain insight and identify areas for improvement. Trusted people. Feedback would be now the lecturer, it would be your mentor, it would be somebody that is in a position to actually know what you are doing. So you can't really write a test and then you give it to your auntie that has never studied this and has no idea what is happening here, and then she gives you 10 out of 10 and she doesn't understand and expect feedback from her. That's not how it goes. You have to ask from somebody that is within the field and within what you are doing. So for example, you are an intern and there are certain rules and regulations and all of that, and there's certain work that you are doing and you want feedback so that you can improve, so that you can become better, because nobody knows everything, you know, in that we one up like single-handedly. So what positive feedback would be like, if you're working maybe for the Villager and you're writing articles, right, what you can do is ask your superior to tell you where your articles are going right and where your articles are going wrong, so that you can push towards the side that is going right a little bit harder to make it excellent, to make it immaculate. And then the sides where you are a bit lumpsided, then you can now try and pick that side up so that it becomes equal and it becomes straight line kind of thing. That's how you would ask for feedback. You would also ask about your performance and if there's anything that people would like or your superiors would like for you to improve on. I don't advise in asking colleagues where you can improve. I would say that you need to ask from somebody that has a higher position in terms of make or break, and they know exactly what the company stands for and the blueprint behind the company. So they are in a better position to tell you that, okay, so your articles are a bit flawed, your articles are a bit vague, or your articles are great, but there are a few issues here with the wordplay and the grammatical errors and stuff like that, so that you can just work on it. And that's how you seek feedback, and that's how you seek positive and negative feedback in order for you to grow, in order for you to become better. And then celebrating your milestones. If you are working for the Villager or you are an intern at the Villager, a milestone for you, right, would be writing an article that is worthy of the paper. That is a milestone. And I know that we don't really see our milestones when it becomes our everyday job, but your first article that makes it to the paper is a milestone for you. And your 10th article in a row that makes it to the paper, that's a milestone for you. And when you have asked now for feedback and you get the nice work, a compliment on your article, that is positive feedback for you. That is good for you. That is something that is definitely within something that we can say that you are having milestones. Milestones is an achievement. Milestones is something when you have moved from one stage to another in a good way. So celebrate those milestones. Celebrate the fact that you're getting up every single day and you're going to work. Celebrate the fact that you are on time and you are ready. Celebrate the fact that you are really putting your whole entire heart into something that you want to work and you want it to go somewhere. So celebrate yourself for that, you know. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. And then we have our last part, and that is number 5, with regular reviews and adjustments. So the regular reviews and adjustments is basically going back. It's going back in personal growth, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of backtracking. There's a lot of going back to the beginning to make sure that you stay on track. There is a lot of that. It's heartbreak anniversary there, but it pays off.
guess they look lifeless like me. We miss you on your side of the bed. Still got your things here. They stare at me like souvenirs. Don't wanna let you out my head. Just like the day that I met you, the day I thought forever. I said that you love me, but that'll last forever. It's cold outside, like when you walked out my life. Why you walk out my life? I get like this every time. All these days that feel like you and me. Heartbreak anniversary. Cause I remember every. Like presents unopened till this day. I still see the messages you read. I'm foolishly patient. Can't get past the taste of your lips. Don't wanna let you out my head. Just like the day that I met you, the day I thought forever. Whenever it's cold outside, like when you walked out my life, why you walk out my life? I get like this every time. All these days that feel like you and me. Heartbreak anniversary. Cause I remember every time.
Ngifuna sihlale together. Alolo thando my darling, ngifuna sibafakele pressure. Ngizoba u Romeo when u Juliet.
No, no, no.
ladies and gentlemen, as we come to the end of our jam session here with Elizabeth's World, we are talking about regular reviews and adjustments within our personal growth journey. Review your plans regularly, schedule time to reflect on your progress, evaluate your plan, and make necessary adjustments. You know, sometimes we make the plan, but the plan is not planning. And then sometimes along the way, we realize that this would not initially work. It was a brilliant idea, but it won't initially work if we take these steps. So how about we go around it like this? How about we add this and we subtract this? That is making adjustments to an already solid plan. Sometimes, right, we have to go back to the blueprint to see if we missed any nooks and crevices. And that's what I'm talking about. So number two is stay flexible. Be open to adapting your plan as your circumstances or priorities change. So let's say now, hypothetically, you are studying and you want cum laudes, and this is what you want for yourself and this is what you want for your life, right? How about, but then in the midst of that, you get a part-time job, and you know that the part-time job is going to bring in the chelete, the money, the guala, the dough, the guap, right? And you need it. So how are you still going to stay on track with your life plans and still also acquire this opportunity that you got along the way? What you need to do is stay flexible, you know, try and make sure that your plans, they adapt to the things that you are doing. And when you put this into motion, right, you can now switch around your timetable. You can now say that instead of studying on a Saturday, I'm going to study on a Friday rather. I'm going to study on a Friday rather so that I have enough time to still go to work the next day and then to still rest on the Sunday, you know, like God did, you know, to work, to rest on the Sunday. And that is how you're going to still prioritize, because you still know that studying has to happen. You know that learning has to happen. You know that putting your all into it has to still happen. So what are we going to do about it? We are going to just keep our priorities right at the top and then just let everything sink in and let everything flow within the cycle. So number three would be seeking ongoing help. I know that many of us don't believe in seeking assistance and seeking support and seeking help when we are doing certain things, especially when it comes to something as you would define it as menial as studying, right? You don't think that you need support. But in all honesty, we all need support for every single thing that we do in life. So a support system within a studying structure would be your classmates and the people that you sit with during class. Now, if you're on distance, it could be you interacting, because usually they are portals, right? You could interact with any of your people, because you do see the people that are listed in the class. You could interact with them and then you can ask them like, how are your studies going? Because I'm struggling over here. Or do you have time to talk? Because I'm struggling over here and I'm not really grasping this one, and it's a bit difficult for me. So I just wanted to know, since I saw your results and you did so well, I would like a taste of that. Maybe you can teach me something. You know, Minister Lavindao. Minister Lavindao said that every time she walks into a room and she speaks and gets to know people, she doesn't see them as competitors. She sees them as people that she could learn something from. So she goes throughout her life trying to learn as much as she can from anybody, anytime, anyway, so that she is now equipped for the world. And I think that that is a great philosophy when we look at learning from everyone and everywhere, right? There is no sense. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that the people you haven't met yet are not necessary. Like, to be honest, you haven't met, you know, Isaac Newton, because it's not necessary for your generation. You have not met, there are certain people that you haven't met that you would like to meet, but are not necessary. And by the time you get to them, there's always that question of, why didn't I meet you sooner? Or why didn't I get to know of the radio sooner? Or why didn't I get to know of this program sooner? It's because it was not the correct time. I believe in destiny. I believe that everything is exactly where it needs to be at the correct time. So in this, right, we have to now see what is the lesson that we are going to most probably learn from these new people coming into our lives, or from the old people that are in our lives that have new experiences or unshared experiences that they now wish to share with us? What is our lesson and what are we going to take from it? The idea is to take as much from life as humanly possible. And that is why we need support structures. Support structures, right? They have an understanding of where we're coming from and where we are not coming from. They have an understanding of where we want to go and where we don't want to go. So when we have a support structure or a support system, there is a sense of comfort that comes in knowing that the people that you are surrounding yourself with that particular problem are people that understand. So if you take a fellow student and you have struggles, It is normal to have struggles. It is normal because everybody struggles. It's not that you struggle all the time. It's only like mad geniuses, but even geniuses struggle to just get things correct. They might be excelling in academics, but can't tie their shoes. It is what it is. And we don't laugh. We don't judge. We just understand, the spirit of understanding. It's important for us to have, to maintain your network, to maintain your support network, and to continue seeking for guidance and encouragement, because encouragement is the way to go. So my beloveds, say you won't let go on yourself. I want you to not let go on yourself, and I want you to keep pushing for yourself, and I want you to be the biggest cheerleader of your own reality as humanly possible.
I met you in the dark, you lit me up, you made me feel as though I wasn't off. We danced the night away, we drank too much. I held your hair back when you were throwing up. Then you smiled over your shoulder. For a minute I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest, and you asked me to stay over. I said I already told you, I think that you should get some rest. I knew I loved you then, but you never know it. So I played it cool when I was scared of letting go. I knew I needed you, but I never showed it. But I wanna stay with you until we're grown old. Say you won't let go. Just say you won't let go. I'll wake you up with some breakfast in bed. I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head. I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye. And I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. And you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know, darling, your love is more than worth your sweet and gold. We've come so far, my dear, look how we go. And I want to stay with you until we get. You, even when we're ghosts, 'cause you were always there for me when I needed you most. I'm gonna love you till my lungs give out. I promise till death we part like in our vows. The sorrow is over you. Now everybody knows that it's just you and me till we're grown old. Just say. Just say you won't let go. Just say you.
you won't let go, because letting go is not an option. From me, the matriarch, Elizabeth, during the weekends. I bid you guys farewell. Ciao, ciao, ta-ta. And I leave you in the capable hands of Rick. Rick who? Rick Hassani.
In my day, you brighten my day. When I see you, I know I'll be okay. You are the one that I feel, and you know that it's real. When I think of you, I know I'll be okay. It's you, my love. Anytime I sleep, I see you, my love. Early in the morning, it's you.
Talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio.